you mentioned buying products off the Golf Channel.
Yes.
And I frequently wake up in the middle of the night, and I was wondering if you had any David Ledbetter products, because if you don't, I can run home and bring them.
David Ledbetter products. Now, that's just, I went to a David Ledbetter, are you ready for this, a golf academy, and which is really like a camp for bad golfers. And you go and you spend a lot of money. Now, if you want a lesson, David Ledbetter is a very famous golf coach, and he's coached Nick Price and a bunch of other professionals. If you want a lesson with David himself, it's $10,000 a day, 10 grand for the advice. And if you think you'll be, that's going to take any strokes off your handicap, you're mistaken. He's a great teacher, but he can only work with so much. So I went to this thing, and I'll tell you the most humiliating thing that happens on these events. You go for a couple days and they assign you, there's like an assistant pro or somebody, and they're very good, and they take you out and they play. It'll be the most expensive round of golf you ever played, and then they come back and they work on your short game, your bunker shot, all that kind of stuff. Then at the end, and they take, now they've got this technology where they film you and they make a DVD of you hitting a golf ball. And here's the best part, they call you into this room, this screening room, and there's your swing, and your swing goes up on the left side of the screen. Then they hit a couple buttons, and on the right side is a professional golfer, a famous one, could be anybody. In my case, it was Ernie Els. And they say, he said, you're about the same height as Ernie. I'm gonna put your and Ernie's swing up there together. I said, please God, don't. He goes, oh, this will help you. And they start measuring the angle and where you cock your wrist and the swing plane and everything else and where your hips are and all this. And then they can run them, the two swings, side by side, simultaneously synced up. It is the most depressing experience. You just want to say, okay, I quit. I'm gonna take up lacrosse now because I have a better shot at being a professional lacrosse player. And they're saying, no, this is supposed to inspire you. You're supposed to model your swing. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Ernie Els hits his drive about 335 yards. Yeah, that's my model. That's my goal. At age 55, that's what I'll be doing next weekend. But this is what they do. They trick you, and then they print them out. And then what happens is they send you home from the golf academy. And whenever things start to go south with your game, which maybe about a week after I got back, you're supposed to just pop the DVD into your laptop and watch it, and it's all supposed to come back to you again. It's all supposed to be wonderful. It doesn't really work that way for me, but yes, David Ledbetter. But here's the point: is at the end of the school, at the end of the weekend, they gave me a David Ledbetter hat. Ooh. And a David Ledbetter. And here's the great thing: if I wanted to, and this is only appropriate only in golf, he endorses all these many, many products. I could have bought a David Ledbetter money clip, but I didn't. Yes, ma'am.
Any chance this might inspire another children's book?
Thank you. The golf will not inspire another children's book. In fact, I was at a signing somewhere not long ago, and there was quite a young person in line with the golf book, and I said, where's your mom? I said, let me explain something to you. Grown-ups say some very nasty things when they're on the golf course sometime, and I think maybe your mom ought to read that book before you read the book. I didn't behave very well on the golf course, and I apologize in advance, but that's not really a kid's book. Now, I finished another kid's novel. It will be out in January. There's another kid's book coming out in January. So, and it, believe me, there's no golf in it. I would not do that to the youth of America. Trust me. I know someone had their hand up back there. And I, yes, sir. How my writing style would be different if I started writing about golf? Well, that you wouldn't be here. Let me just put it that way. If you looked under H on the bookshelf, there wouldn't be anything there because I would have hung myself if I started out 13 years ago writing about golf. I'd be a lumberjack maybe. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't really have a question, but I tried golf and hated it.
Yeah.
Still do not enjoy it, but I love all of your books and your writing.
Well, thank you for saying. The very nice lady said she tried golf and hated it, but she likes my writing, and I appreciate that. I know I tried golf and hated it too, and I'm still doing it. I didn't have the willpower like you do to stay away from it. But
how many people here are golfers?
Now you're going to freak me out. How many people here are golfers? Whoa. Whew. Jesus. All right, it is scary, but it proves the addiction theory that I had, because in my case, I have an excuse, because writers, we seek out suffering, our own suffering. We do. We are very tough on ourselves. We don't really know what it's like to have a good time. We feel guilty when we're having a good time. So golf is perfect, because there's on every hole, there are multiple opportunities for self-abasement and humiliation. So for me, it makes sense. For a normal person, I don't get it. But anybody else? Yes, way in the back. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. I've enjoyed the environmental theme a lot.
Yes.